Previously on Coriolis Monument.
After you wake up the next day, it is Rebus's birthday.
Oh, hell yeah.
You were given 5,000 burr, and you have a couple of days to just kind of do whatever you want. What's the plan?
Brunch, grab racing, casino, pit fight.
So, as they cross the final stretch, the winner, Kosha in the bunny.
Woo! Nice.
The dealer signals for you to flip your cards. He takes your 1,000 burr.
Oh, no.
Dick Mama Buttkiss will be fighting Benji Axehand. So you pummel him in the back of the head until finally he just falls face first into the dirt. The tantalizing Chile versus Salazar Supreme.
As he's stepping up to swing his brass knuckles, he is going to forget to clench his sphincter.
You swing your staff between his legs, hitting him squarely in the taint. He is reduced to 0 mind points and falls to the ground and grabs his face and begins weeping. You notice figures on either side ducking away behind things. You see a shadow step out in front of you. You recognize a face. This is Pavel, Marco's chief thug.
We've got something we need to discuss about some property that belongs to my boss.
And welcome to the Rollmageddon Podcast, the Coriolis Monument Campaign, episode number 6. I am Jason, I am the Game Master, and here are four people who may be losing their characters today. We're going to find out. Why don't you introduce yourselves for the last time?
Hello, I'm Jordy, playing Jeffar Tele, the Data Spider.
Hello, I'm Stevie, I'm going to be playing Jun Kalaj for now.
I'm Ali, playing Zulfikar, or Zul.
And I'm Sam, playing Rebus, a drunk hot mom.
MILF.
Nothing like a drunken MILF with Wolverine claws.
She's gonna get it.
I didn't hear no bell.
She's feisty.
Like, can we sort this out another way, boys?
Mama
you
ain't
three
feeling.
Come with me.
Mama ain't feeling great.
Rebus can take on 6 men.
Rebus instantly pukes on all of them.
You're going to get nothing but holes.
In you.
I ain't talking about the Shia LaBeouf film.
That was such a good Archer joke.
It's my favorite Archer joke.
I think you think it might be one of my top 3.
Not my holes. Holes in you.
Anyway, when last we left off... The crew of the Mahdi were out on the town, went gambling and drinking and betting on race cars and fighting in the pit fights and making people lose control of their emotions. Had some extra money, went out and was blowing it, and unfortunately, and I think y'all ended up on your money overall, which has made me very sad, because I was trying to rob you all with gambling. How's I supposed to win? Apparently not today.
You got most of my money.
Not with these pirates.
And then while you were making your way back to the ship for the night, you ran into a bit of a mess. Marco's chief thug, Pavel, has apparently followed you to Algol and is using a local gang as backup and is trying to mug you. They want to get their armor back, which you stole. Well, you just didn't sell it to them, so...
What armor? I don't know any armor.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
What was the thing that he said to us?
Oh, as we ended the last episode?
Yeah.
Something to the effect of, you have something that belongs to my boss.
Okay.
Some shit like that. I don't know. I'm not going to go listen to it right now.
No.
I just the exact quote.
No, I just want to know what we're responding to. You know what I mean? So that I know what to...
So the setup here is, you are on a road that is probably about, I'm bad with distances, about 40 feet wide. It's a pretty large road that leads to the spaceport. You're a couple blocks away from the spaceport. And up ahead of you, coming out of either side, are gang members. Pavel has stepped into the road and addressed you. And the first set of gang members, since you did manage to spot the ambush, are about 20 feet off, which, according to the technicals, puts them at short range, not close range. And then they kind of tear out from there, being about a little, like 10 more feet off as they go down further from you. And then Pavel right at the end, but in the middle of the road. They've stepped out. They got baseball bats and, you know, pieces of metal and chains and just sort of a generic set of stuff you might find laying around as weapons, because usually the local gang members can't afford guns, or they don't get to have them because the local security force doesn't like that.
Was Pavel behind the gang, like further out? Or?
Yeah, he's stepped out at the end of the road. So between you and him are six of their, yep. All six of the gang members, but they're kind of flanking. They're on the sides. So Pavel's at one end of this cylinder of dudes, and then you're at the other end of it. You have Rebus, Zul, and Jun closer, a little bit closer, because Jafar noticed the trap and stopped and cracked a whip, got y'all to attention, pulled out your weapons. And now it is time to decide. What are you going to do? Combat hasn't started quite yet.
Do we have time to talk? Or say something?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, combat hasn't started quite yet. So now's your opportunity to figure a way out of it without getting shot.
Are there any screen displays in the area?
Yeah, probably various advert stuff.
Can I try to hack into the screen?
Okay, you can do that. Meanwhile, what are you doing?
Pavel, this business with your boss you're speaking of, it was concluded when your boss double-crossed us. And I'll look to the gang members. I don't know if you guys know, but Pavel's boss hired us to retrieve something and then tried to sell us out to authorities when we retrieved the item for him. So, that being said, if you want to continue this, I noticed that none of you guys seem to have guns, and I have a grenade. So, before we start, just know that I have never personally grenaded anybody, but I have no compunctions about grenading you. And I will hold
make a command roll to see how effective you are.
And I'm brandishing the grenade. Can I get a bonus for that?
No. You get to make your command roll.
Okay.
I mean, they are getting paid, so they have motivation.
I got a success.
All right. Meanwhile, first of all, Jun, are you doing anything while this speech is going on?
Can I get just ready, to draw my weapon?
Yeah, I thought you had drawn your weapon last
game. My hands were in, on the, what's the
holster.
Word? Holster.
Okay. So you're just, doing the cowboy thing where you unbuckle your holster and get ready to grab the...
Exactly.
All right. What about you, Rebus? I know you can't see straight, but is there anything you like to
Rebus do? Is feeling real good, and she wants to try to lighten the mood by telling some kind of West Side Story joke to try to get, the humor kind of going here so we don't get into a fight. Could I can I use culture to, lighten the mood?
Sure. Do you have a joke ready, or are you just going to...
Yeah, or we... Just start snapping and being like, "Have y'all ever seen West Side Story?"
I'll do the arm motions with you.
Can't we just calm down a little bit and just sing along? It's my birthday.
I'm kind of sad.
Remember, you're down two dice for being drunk, but you can make culture roll.
Two. Nope. They did not find that funny.
You're just kind of stumbling around, trying to snap your fingers and missing like every other time. All right, Jafar, what exactly are you doing as you're pounding away on your security tablet, trying to hack something?
I'm attempting to hack in there so that I can display, the video from the fights that we were just at.
Okay. Were you recording the fights?
I'm assuming it was. Yeah. I have a personal holograph on, and that usually records shit in the area, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't remember you saying that you were recording the fights. I mean, you can... Obviously, the fights are there, and are
I feel like they're pre-recorded, yeah.
Just play something loud that's going to get, like, attention to people.
Yeah, I'd say you're going to have to do some backtracking, so I'm going to take away one of your dice, because it's a little harder. I'll let you roll it.
I'll let that one count.
Oh, that doesn't count. I'll let that count.
Wait on the table, I mean.
Holy
four.
Shit.
Four successes.
Okay.
Trying to use this as an intimidation tactic.
I get it. So you managed to quickly find your way back into the video feeds from the... What the fuck was the name of the place you were at?
Oh, shit. It was the Burning Nebula.
Yeah.
Burning Nebula. You, like, scroll through in record speed, find these things, and then instantly find a back door that links all these adverts because they use the same marketing firm, and just start displaying it across 24 different screens. So what I'm going to do now, since you had 4 successes, I'm going to allow Zul to roll 4 more dice to the roll that they made.
Ooh.
To intimidate.
Fuck.
You get nothing?
How do I roll?
Now remember, you got those 4 dice, plus you have all your other dice. If you wanted to spend a darkness point.
If I push this, I get to push the whole roll? Yeah.
Yes, and you'll get your bonuses for prayer and all that shit, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah, we'll do that. I'll push
That's a lot of dice, so now's the time to use it.
All right.
It does give me 16.
Take one of those darkness points.
Use that for space.
A lot of fucking dice. Did you get any better?
2 successes?
Okay, 2's better than 1, but not. It's still not 3. The gang members are kind of looking back and forth between y'all, looking at the grenade, looking at the feed that's on the... Did we just lose a light bulb?
Yeah.
But listeners at home, there was a lightning flash inside the room. We lost a light bulb.
This house eats light bulbs for some reason.
It's haunted.
Pavel's in an attempt to counter you. His men are looking a little nervous. The morale looks like it's going down. So he says, "You... guys are supposed to be tough. Triple your fee if you can take them down." And he rolled 3 successes.
Oh, what a
shutting
dick.
You down.
Fuck you, Pavel.
So they turn and they can see the dollar signs lighting up in their eyes and they pull their weapons up. Anybody want to try anything else before this turns into a rumble?
Pavel, your boss, Marco, he's not on this planet, is he?
He doesn't need to be. I'm here to take care of what needs to be taken care of.
Yeah, so,
you can give me the box.
I don't have the box. The box is not... We don't have the box anymore. The box is gone.
Bullshit.
Yeah, we sold the box.
Really? Where did you sell it? Because I've been following you since you left Yastapol.
Well, clearly not very well. I sold it to a very powerful individual on this planet. Who is quite highly placed within the syndicate. If you'd like, I could give him a ring, and we could maybe have him send some of his guys around. I know all you guys, you know, Pavel, I know you don't live on this planet, but if you rob my boss, you're kind of robbing the real power here. So just bear that in mind. You know, whomever of you live from this endeavor, when you inevitably try to collect your money from Marco or Pavel here, know that they've double-crossed people in the past. And then know that whatever you do with your money, my boss, who you're robbing, he's probably not going to let you live here where all your friends and family are. You're probably going to have to run. So
make either manipulation or command.
Can I help him by like drawing my gun? How much is your life worth to you?
Sure, you can make a manipulation or command. One or the other.
May I also send out a message to Gavriel? Because isn't there people like at the dock watching out for us?
Yeah.
I'm going to shoot a message to him and be like, we have trouble, block out.
Yeah.
Maybe let Walter know as well.
Yeah, can I call Walter? I was going to call Walter.
Yeah.
Girl.
Can I use my plus 2?
Sugar, I'm horny.
I'm going to drunk dial Walter.
Hold on my... Omir pistol that gives me +2 to the manipulation for threats.
Oh, yeah. That's actually the perfect use for that weapon.
Ow.
They don't want to get shot with it because they know how much fucking wrecked they get.
One success.
Okay, that's going to give one more die to Zul.
I got a success.
All right. At this point, the individuals are looking rather nervous. And then Pavel kind of looks back and forth between them. He says, well, fuck you guys. And he raises his machine pistol towards you. So at this point, we're all going to do initiative.
Oh, shit.
And we're using cards this time.
Draw a card, any card.
He's going to shoot again? Fine. Whatever.
Pavel shot first.
Everyone gets to draw a card.
Will this draw, like, police in the area to us if he shoots?
Oh, yeah. The security in this area, particularly around the spaceport, is not happy to have people firing off guns, particularly because this particular district is run by Exeter Corporation, and their whole thing is leisure, tourism, space cruises, and so they, since they kind of control this area, having people fire guns around their spaceport is bad, bad business. So there will be police here soon. So, Jaffa.
26? I also drew the merchant. Does that mean anything?
Not right now, it doesn't. We will be using these cards. Jun.
3-1.
Zul.
23.
Oh, shit.
Rebus.
43.
I will roll one, or pull one for the gang members. Oh, my God.
All right. Oh, my God.
Wow, I got the last two initiatives. Anyway.
So what did Pavel do? He raised his machine pistol,
okay. And he looked like he's about ready to just start spray firing and hoping to kill at least one of you at this point. He seems frustrated. Probably not strictly following orders at this point. But okay. You get the first go, Rebus.
Oh, fucking A.
Everyone, you have a weapon that you're going to declare, which might allow you to go quicker.
How far of a range is he from us?
He would be, let's see, the first guy is about 20 feet, blah, blah, blah. So he's about 50 feet away from you.
Mm. You're shooting a machine pistol? Okay, good luck.
Yeah.
So if I even if I drew my claws already, can I like declare a different weapon?
Yeah, you can declare it.
They're attached to your hands,
I got giving you this quick little sheet that tells you what kind of actions you can do. But if anybody is declaring a weapon that they're going to use that adjusts the initiative, let me know now.
I mean, mine does do plus one.
Pavel gets he actually gets plus one from his little Vulcan scorpion.
I get plus one for my throwing knife, which I'm going to try to use.
I do have my whip out, which gives me a plus two to initiative.
Okay. Remember, if you did one of the fun, not fun things about this game is the initiative changes. So it gives you plus two, you said?
Mm-hmm.
All right, still puts you behind Rebus. All right. Anybody else declaring any initiative changes? No? All right. So Rebus, you're still first.
All right. Well, shit. I guess since he drew his gun, Rebus's fierce motherhood instinct takes over, and she is going to throw a aimed throwing knife right at Pavel.
Okay, well, it takes one action to draw it.
Okay.
And then you have two action points after that, so you can't do aimed shot. That's three action points.
Damn, okay.
You can just make a normal shot.
Okay, I will make a normal shot.
What is the range on the throwing knife? Is it...
It is short.
Short? All right, that is within short range because he is up to 20 meters away, which translates roughly to 60 feet. So you don't take any penalties.
Cool.
So go ahead and roll your ranged combat and minus two dice for being a drunkie.
No!
Two dice roll.
Get one of those pobbles.
Fuck.
All right, your shot goes wild. You hear your throwing knife clink across the pavement.
I tried.
It moves it over to Jafar. If you're using your whip, you're up.
I am, but I have to get to close range to him to be able to use it. So,
well, for one action point.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to
move up to 30 feet.
Yeah.
And then for another one, you can move another 30 feet. And then for the final one, you can make a quick attack. That would be the only way to actually get up on it and attack.
Not if I got, like, if I move closer and then did a grapple, wouldn't that work? If I moved within range and tried to grapple him with it?
Well, you'll move up I'll make a quick attack, which will reduce your attack by 2 dice.
Are the gang members
if you get
hostile?
More than one attack, you can grapple. Or if you get more than one success, you can grapple. Okay. The gang members look like they're trying to decide right now whether to jump in. Luckily, though, they move absolute last. So basically, whatever happens right now is going to determine whether they get involved in this.
Well, then I'll just get in as close as I can and try to do a quick attack then.
All right. So make a close combat roll, minus 2 dice. Now, this also has the added benefit of putting him in melee combat, which means he's going to be minus 3 dice if he tries to shoot a weapon unless he steps out
of. You mean melee combat, correct?
Sorry?
You said close combat. Do you mean melee
combat? It makes him engaged with you.
I know it's the minus 2, but what am I?
Oh, yeah, melee, sorry, right? Melee combat.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just need the clarification. So minus the 2.
Yeah, still getting used to all the different doohickeys.
With that bitch in the face.
Andy! Dr. Jones, no time for love.
That was a short round.
One success.
Holy shit. All right, so you hit, but you need 2 successes in order to initiate the grapple. So you do some damage. How much damage does that puppy do?
It does 1.
All right, I'm going to try to soak, because he is wearing protective clothing. Like a cup.
I mean, could I have tried to strike at his hand that he's like wielding the gun with?
That would be an extra success to disarm. Mm. So basically, 1 success, you hit. Anything over that, you get to do other fancy things. He does not soak. You lash out, ripping across his arm. He begins to bleed his own blood.
Nobody makes me bleed my own blood. Nobody.
Next person up, Jun.
I want to take a shot at Pavel, but Jafar is pretty close, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's not in the way.
Mm-hmm. I mean, okay.
You can take the shot.
No gunshots have actually been fired yet, so...
Okay.
Police aren't on their way yet. Also, I did notify people.
Could I... I'm going to take it safe for now. Can I move to, like, an alley? Is there an alleyway nearby, and can I take cover using my 2 action points for that?
Yeah. So you zip off to the side.
And I'd also draw my weapon.
Okay, draw your weapon, zip off to the side, and then take cover?
Yep.
Taking cover is 1 action point, so yes. Mm-hmm. So you slip into the alley and hunker around. And remember, with the way this works, you can lean on the cover to get your fire support bonus, which gives you an extra die to shoot. So basically, you brace yourself against the walls, and it gives you an extra die.
It gives you stability since you're leaning against it, so you can get a better aim at it.
At this point, it goes to Pavel.
Shoot me, bitch.
Oh, is that at me?
He is ahead of you because he gets 1 initiative from his weapon. So he's going to shit himself. No. He is going to step away from you. Now that is going to allow you an opportunity attack, but I think that costs a point.
Yeah, I don't have any left, so you're good.
He steps away from you, and instead of doing full auto, which requires all 3 action points, he is just going to take a shot at you with his Vulcan Scorpion. Bullets ring out in the air.
Dumbass.
Dumbass!
He gets a mighty single success. You know what? I'm just going to go ahead and use a darkness point and re-roll that. Because I want more successes.
Wow.
And we roll everything besides the success because it just adds success, right?
No, I have to re-roll the entire pool.
Oh,
yeah.
You don't get to keep them?
With 8 dice, I can probably get more. And instead I got none. All right. Fuck my life. All right, he steps back. And fires off his Vulcan pistol. It goes whizzing by your ear, almost hitting you. As a matter of fact, you feel like it should hit you, but something intervenes. The merchant is on your side tonight. Curses. All right, so that is him. And next up is Zul.
I'm going to look at all the men on the side of the alleyway deciding. Listen, guys. Do or die time. And I'll gesture with the grenade. And then I'll, he's not engaged with Jordy anymore. Can I shoot a shot at, Pavel? Any chance to shoot him?
Yeah.
Okay. I have a automatic fire. So can I fire?
You can do full auto. It costs all three of your action points.
That's fine.
Okay.
Well, yeah, that's fine.
So you just fucking unload on him.
Well, actually, wait, can I shoot with two action points at Pavel and then reserve an action point? And if people step into the street, I'll throw the grenade.
No.
No.
No, you would have to spend 1 point to initiate Overwatch and then hold on to your other two to throw the grenade.
I'll blast.
Overwatch essentially requires all three action points, except you're just saving them for a later date. Mm-hmm. You're saving two of them for a later date.
I mean, it also, you don't have to fire.
Yeah, he's the only one that's, like, shot a shot so far. So, and if police are going to be coming, I don't know if we want to be, like, shooting too.
I'll enter into Overwatch with my... Do I have to declare which weapon?
You generally, yeah, it says you choose... Well, no, it says you choose a direction. I guess if you've got one in each hand, you can do whatever you want.
Cool.
But you choose a general direction for the attack.
I'd like to choose the 90 degrees in front of me. That everyone is within.
Okay.
And I'll declare Overwatch. And
so if they come rushing at you, you're going to take a shot.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like it.
Now the gang members, after this, I think the gang members actually are going to not act right now. They're going to wait. I'm going to delay their initiative. They're going to move their initiative essentially. As they watch this sort of thing that's going down between Jafar and Pavel. So it wraps around back to the beginning. Rebus!
Oh! So I'm going to do a free action and do a quick bit of talking to the gang members and tell them that the police are going to be on their way and they better, like, scatter before they get here.
Okay. They seem to understand that, which is why they're looking a little nervous and kind of trying to figure out whether they want to support this guy who paid them or whether they're about to get shot.
Okay, well,
and why didn't you do it in character?
Okay. I'm going to remind them. Also, did I call Walter already or did I not do that
yet?
Okay,
yeah,
I did call Walter.
Send him a quick message. Right, we're in trouble, help!
If I throw another NAF, do I have to draw it or do I have to draw?
One action point to draw it, okay. Two action points to hurl it.
I want to try to draw another knife and throw another knife at Pavel.
All right, go for it.
Come on. And I'm going to miss again.
Nope.
Does it hit me?
No.
Darn.
So, next up, Jafar. Now, he stepped away from you, so you're going to have to, if you want to attack him with the whip again, you're going to have to step in.
Okay. I will do that, and then I will do an attack with my whip.
All right, do it.
No minuses, though, because I'm within the proper range of it, not close range.
Yeah, no minuses. Okay. You don't generally get penalties for melee weapons. It's just shooting when somebody's attacking you with a melee weapon is a pain in the ass.
Go ahead and give yourself a darkness.
All right. Yeah. You pray to the merchant. Please let me knock the fucking burr out of this guy.
I get a +2 on my dice roll, don't I?
Yeah.
If you did all the prayers in the chapel, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course you did all the prayers in the chapel.
Two successes.
All right. So one success is going to do damage, and you can do something else with the other success. You can disarm him. You can grapple him.
I'm going to disarm him.
All right. You whip out. Hit his hand. We'll see if he soaks. He does not soak, so he takes the point. You slash his hand open. Blood starts pouring out, and he drops his Vulcan Scorpion to the ground with a clatter. He looks pretty pissed off about the situation. He glares at you. Next up, Jun.
I really want to do something, but I think the smartest decision is to go into Overwatch in a direction of the little tiff that Jafar and Pavel are having.
Okay.
And if he picks up his gun and shoots again, can I use that as my reaction to shoot him?
Yeah, that could be your Overwatch. Like, if he grabs his gun, I'm going to take a shot at him before he starts shooting Jafar, kind of a deal.
Yeah.
Okay. Now it is going to be Pavel. At this point, seeing his gun on the ground, Pavel reaches back and pulls out a Dura-Ax, a very large, very sharp weapon, and takes a swing at Jafar.
Bring it, bitch.
You guys are just fighting up there. Yeah, I know. And I'm just winging knives out into nowhere.
I just love that Jafar the Hacker is your frontliner. I got 2 successes, and the crit rating on this thing is 1. So first of all, do you have armor at all? Protective clothing or anything like that?
I don't know.
I don't know where my second page is at. We're going to go with no?
Okay. In that case, you take 3 points of damage.
Okay.
And I get to roll a crit because he's going to use that extra die to do the whole critical thing. He strikes out with his axe, hitting you square in the chest, and you feel the air drop out of your lungs that it is
as
it
is
punctured. You are stunned for 1 turn, so you will not be able to act next turn. And you have -3 to dexterity. And it is potentially fatal if you don't have it treated within a certain number of days that I'm rolling back here. So Jafar just got whacked.
Can I shoot?
Yeah. I'd allow you to take a shot. Take the shot.
How many days did you say?
I have it written deck here. Oh. It probably won't matter. I imagine you're going to go right to the fucking medical.
Mm-hmm. I got 1 for success.
1 success? Mm-hmm. All right. What is the damage on your weapon?
3.
You don't need to crit because you only got 1. I'm going to roll to soak. I fucking fail again. So you pop off with your... What kind of weapon is it again?
It is essentially a pistol. It's a pistol.
So the like Vulcan something?
It's called Arex Omir.
Oh, yeah, it's one of those.
The special gun.
All right. You take a shot, and it just blows through Pavel's shoulder. He looks in bad shape as well. He raises this Dura-Axe that's like covered in Jafar's blood. He looks and is looking around, just kind of evaluate the situation. Next up is the gang members, and they just leave. They like look around. They see this fight going on. They see this ain't worth the money. And at the same point as they're getting ready to leave, probably helping to motivate them to leave, you start to hear the sirens coming from further down the road, and you see flashing lights sort of reflecting their way through the cityscape. You also hear noises coming from the direction of the spaceport of people like running. You hear definitive like heavy boots as people are rushing out towards the entrance. The street side entrance to the spaceport. So they left. But, Jules, you're up.
Oh,
What are you gonna do?
Shoot him in the face.
I mean, you can. I guess he could shoot now, but fuck.
Can I use telekinesis to take his gun?
No. Oh,
it's on the ground.
Oh, yeah, he's dropped it. So, yeah, I mean, if you want to give me a darkness point, you could sort of drag it out of range that he couldn't pick it up. Make it to where he couldn't pick it up, basically.
Is he still holding onto the axe, though?
Yes.
I'll shoot him with an aimed shot.
He's dead, though. Like, it'll look like we just murdered him.
Wait.
You just think 2 steps ahead. How squeaky clean are you going to get away with this when the sirens are here? The rest of the gang is gone.
And yeah, right now it looks like us.
There's 4 of us, 1 of him.
Yeah, but if he gets to go again and hits you with that axe, he could kill you.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Well, okay, Jordy, because you as a person said that, I won't.
It's a character. Like, I'm not going to cry.
It's up to Zul. What would Zul do?
I'll shoot him. Aim shot.
Aim shot?
Alright. It's a +1 bonus, and my ranged combat is 4, so it's 5, and then it's an aim shot, so it's +2, so it's 7 dice.
Yep, roll them up.
May the gods be with your roll.
I got 2 successes.
Okay, so that's going to do how much damage?
3, and it's...
So it does 3 damage.
Yep.
And then you have the extra success, which you can use to either do more damage or other things.
Is there a list of things I can do with the crits?
Mm-hmm. It's on there, on the little handy list I gave you. You can do 1 extra damage. You can do suppressive fire. You can disarm your opponent. You can raise your own initiative.
You can disarm him.
I like to disarm him.
Okay. So 3 points of damage.
Did we just like blow both of his hands off, or did he use the same hand that I whipped him already? Because I would assume that you wouldn't want to do that. Like, you couldn't feel your fucking fingers.
Yeah, he grabbed the other one. You shoot, and you don't even really need to disarm him. He disarms himself as you plug him in the guts, and he just crumples to the ground in a pool of blood. The gang members at this point are just getting the fuck out of town. So, no more round time. You guys handled that rather quickly. I really wanted to get that automatic fire off because he has the machine gunner feet.
Ooh.
Too bad.
Machine gunner really talent. Bad. I also wanted to hit you with some baseball bats, but your first real combat.
And we all went, we just like,
kind of ganged up on a guy.
Bang, 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 bang. That's what we did.
Yeah.
There were 10 of them?
Six. There were 10 of them. They probably would have just kept going and jumped you, but.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so is there anything y'all are going to do? Jafar looks like he's having a hard time breathing right now.
I'm going to go over and treat Jafar because I have Medicurgy. And
you don't have a medical kit on.
I do have a medical kit.
With you?
I mean, it's in my...
Oh, yeah, I forgot it's in your inventory.
It's in my gear.
Yeah.
You always carry... how big is it? I'm wondering.
I mean, you never know.
That's probably like a medical bag kind of deal. Mm.
I have lots of pockets and shit.
So. It's a little bag.
Surprised drunk-ass Reba didn't lose all of her shit at the bar. I mean, I could leave. Including one of her shoes.
My purse.
Where's my purse?
It's got 10 little bags full of Osmosis Jones.
Have y'all seen a pack of Marlboro Menthol Light 100?
It's in my purse. It's made out of blue jean material.
Embroidered on his live, laugh, love.
Stop whining and start whining.
I think we did those jokes. No,
we did. Yeah,
I love it. Yeah. I mean, when there's
it's
a
wine
mom
o'clock
joke.
Somewhere.
Mm-hmm. That one's my favorite.
So you run up and start patching up this critical injury. It will take time for it to heal. It takes 2d6 days for it to heal fully.
I'd like to retrieve his gun.
Okay, you grab it.
What is it?
It's a Vulcan Scorpion.
Okay.
Well, it's evidence.
Yeah.
Police are coming.
The police are coming.
I'll leave it on the ground, Jason. I'll leave it on the ground. You're right.
Okay. So pretty much at the same time, from one side of the road, pull up two security cruisers, Exeter Security Services, since there's no real police here. There are security contracted security services. Just as the main entrance to the spaceport opens up, and you can see like the front gate guards, the guys that open and close the doors for people, are standing there looking confused as about a half dozen people come rushing down the stairway that leads down, or the ramp that leads down into the street. And you notice those don't appear to be security guards. They appear to be like workers, people that just kind of look like they work there, but they all have like weapons in their hands. And they're coming running down, probably Gavriel's men. And so you're currently standing between Gavriel's men who have come down to assist you and security forces who are now getting out of their cruisers with carbine rifles in hand and being like, drop the weapons! Everyone, drop the weapons!
I think I would have already put mine away since there's no threat.
Like, drop the weapons on the ground, all of you, on the ground!
I'm so glad you're here, officers.
Are you getting on the ground?
Yeah, I'm slowly lowering down to the ground.
Okay, Rebus?
I'm still patching up. I'm gonna keep patching up Jafar.
Okay. I'm pretty much doubled over on my knees already since I can't breathe.
Okay. And what about you, Jim?
I drop my belt holster, so my pants fall down as well. And I drop to the ground.
Okay.
Thank God you're here. We called you ourselves. This gentleman here, I suppose he's a corpse now, had tried to rob us. We're just getting back from a lovely afternoon out celebrating my friend Rebus, who's now saving my shipmate's life here. Okay.
As you're talking, they're just kind of moving in on you. There's four of them with carbine rifles, and you see two more cruisers coming up behind them with more in there. And they're just moving towards you, and they immediately basically secure you. First they go and secure June. They kind of zip tie his hands together. And then basically moving from each one of you. And they see that Jafar is wounded. And they're like, all right, be careful. Get the medics in here. At this point, the men coming down the ramp stop. And they're like, yeah, we saw the whole thing. You know, they got attacked, blah, blah, blah. And they zip tie those of you that are healthy. They wait for Rebus to finish patching up Jafar before
They zip tie her. And before realizing that you're completely drunk and then that one of them actually has to kind of carry you.
Woo! So, yeah.
All right. Well, we got security feeds in this whole area. We'll see exactly what happened. If it's self-defense, you're all good. Still, there might be a minor fine for firing a gun inside the city limits, depending on the situation, who fired first. Just come with us. We'll work it out. We have a station here at the spaceport. We can get your do your facial recognition reads, make sure that you aren't all wanted criminals and all that good stuff. And so they kind of lead you up the ramp. They have a medic come down and assist by putting Jafar on... gurney?
The stretcher,
yeah. And dragging you up, and they lead you into the spaceport and to a one particular building that appears to be Exeter Security Services kind of spaceport hub. And they take you in and sit you all down, except for Jafar, obviously. They lay Jafar down.
I'm on the good shit right now.
And then they have their medic sort of checking out Jafar, making sure he's okay. The rest of you, they say, all right. They bring over like a small device you recognize. It's like a facial scanner. It's supposed to run you through all of their local records to see if you're a criminal here. Luckily, these things don't extend planet to planet, generally speaking, unless somebody's like really wanted. So it's like, have they done anything stupid here kind of a deal. So they run the facial scans on you. Bleep, bleep, bleep. All right, nothing coming up. All right. Looks good.
It's a good thing I got that public urination scrapped off my...
I want to keep these mug shots from my scrapbook.
And then a few minutes later, one of them comes in and goes, we did get a facial wreck off the dead one out in the street there. Appears to have a bounty on his head.
Ah, well, we'll be happy to collect that bounty, gentlemen.
Well, if you shot him, then it's yours. Y'all don't look like bounty hunters to me, so I'm guessing that the reason this individual has a bounty on his head is because of the kind of things he's doing to people like you.
Yes, he was trying to extort us, I believe he'd hired some local strong arms to assist him, but...
Yeah, we caught one of them. It's the Burning Earth gangs. They work for anybody that has any money.
Not that... toughest bunch, but we would be most happy to collect the bounty on this individual and get out of your hair. I assume the security footage has vindicated us or cleared our names?
Yeah, we're looking over it right now.
Thank you so very much, sir.
Sorry you had to deal with this.
No, sir, it's, it's not a safe world out there, so we appreciate your fast response and be looking out for us.
Is there a wheelchair that I can insist upon taking out of there?
Yeah, they'll wheelchair you over to your freighter. However, at this point, I'm going to spend 3 darkness points.
What?
As they're unzip tying you and kind of like getting your stuff back, obviously, they took your weapons and put them to the side. And they're preparing to give them back to you. Something falls out of Zul's pocket. You don't know how it got there or why it was there, but you see clattering out of your pocket a tag with the symbol of the Order of the Pariah emblazoned across the side.
It's in my pocket?
Yep, fell out of your pocket. One of them leans down. You see this man approach. He's very... hold on. So you see a man kind of steps up and leans down to pick it up. Sort of average height, wiry. This platinum, pale platinum blonde hair and ice blue eyes. Very thin-lipped individual. Almost looks like the way some people would describe like a djinn in a story. He looks just really odd. And you see his tag says, Sergeant Eli Solom. And he leans down and he picks up the tag and looks at it.
Order of the Pariah? This looks like it doesn't really belong to you.
Gives you an intense look.
I'd like to...
Like to use the damn mic?
Sorry, give me 1 second. I wasn't ready to be exactly. Implicated with the tag.
At this point, a couple more
of the
security officers up and kind of start giving you looks, and they start giving looks to the rest of y'all.
In fact, I believe this is what the individual may have been after. I don't rightly know what it is, but we were paid to retrieve it, and then it's been a god-awful headache. I don't rightly know what to do with it. The individual in the street there, I believe, must have been sent to retrieve it, but the whole thing has just been an absolute pain. If you'd like, you can take this and return it. It's just been such a nightmare.
Make a manipulation roll.
We found that.
On the street.
Bought some Cracker Jacks. Yeah. It was sitting at the bottom. I don't know.
When you like just a stroll.
Take a doctor's point.
Someone failed their roll.
Look at that too.
Oh. That's two successes.
All right, I'm going to have you versus his observation, because he don't like the cut of your jib.
I would like to use. Can I give you another darkness point to have him not contest this roll with stop? Just like not notice that I'm lying.
That's not. I forgot that you were lying. All right, you got five of a kind, but they were fives.
Oh, nice.
He looks at you. He takes it. Yeah. I think I will do that. We'll make sure this gets back to the priesthood proper. Don't want any trouble. And if you don't know what you need to do with it, well, then we'll do the right thing.
Well, I would certainly appreciate that. Thank you.
Can I make an observation roll on this Eli Solem?
What would you like to observe? What are you trying to suss out?
Well, he's unnatural looking, so I'm wondering what the hell's his deal, if I can notice anything strange about him, other than him being so weird and being a named character.
And being described,
I feel like that's a little cheaty. A little meta.
That's just a tiny bit of metagaming is okay.
They're a crappy security force. I mean, I got two successes, so...
All right. The only thing you really suss out is that he 100% does not believe what Zul's saying. He sees right through his bullshit, but he's letting it go anyway. You get the feeling that this person is highly intelligent and definitely underranked in this particular security force. He could be a spy. Yeah, he could be doing something for some other corporation. You have no idea, but there's something definitely out of place about the individual. Even the people around him, his other co-workers, seem to keep a little, you know, just like a few inches extra distance from him.
Okay.
Gives off a little bit of a serial killer vibe.
I'll just act like I'm all juggied out and I'll ask him where he gets his hair done.
He glances at you and then ignores your question.
So white.
Where does he put it?
He takes it and tucks it into a pocket.
Like a breast pocket?
Yeah.
Like an unbuttoned breast pocket?
Yeah, but deep. I mean, if you want to try to pickpocket him, it'll be an infiltration roll.
Okay. Just checking.
When was the last time Rebus went to the bathroom? Because
just a few minutes ago.
Old lady bladders. Especially after they've had several children and a little bit of...
It's like a jacuzzi jet in there.
Yeah.
Right. At this point, you're all unzip-tied. They've given you back your weapons. Say, you might want to stay on your ship tonight. Just in case this individual has some sort of other individual that might be after you as well. We're going to take care of the body, and one of them pulls out an official Exeter Security Services bounty payment, and you end up with 5,000 burr.
Ooh. We'd copied all the information on that little tag, though, right?
Yes, you did.
So, what's it matter? Did we read all through it already?
I've got it. We watched like a video on it, but there was like a shit ton of logs and stuff. I haven't like combed through it.
Basically,
I watched that damn video. We watched the video of the guy or whatever, like the last log.
Yeah, the log. If you to go through the logs, this guy looks like he. I mean, this is mostly for later reference, but he seemed to record about 2 hours of just talking to this thing per day. Like, he was pretty regular with it. And it seems to run over the course of about 90 days. So think of trying to catch up on your average length podcast that has like 200 episodes to it. So that's it's a time-consuming sort of a deal.
And when he just sat there and ate a cheeseburger and said nothing.
So we're
Cheez-Its.
So we've left the security place, but we haven't.
Yeah, they let you out, and you can just walk over to. I guess I'm Jafar rolling. Can roll over to your
who's pushing
ship, where you see Walter Wagon.
I'm pushing. Before we get too far from the security place,
I could eat.
Yeah. Should we maybe since just the four of us took this guy out, should we maybe the four of us with the bounty, since Walter really wasn't on this mission?
I mean, he's still part of the crew.
Yeah, but he didn't take any bullets, or, you know, Jafar's bleeding here. What Walter don't know.
Let's just put it in the ship fund for, like, portal jumps and things that we
need repair. We should put in a portal fund.
What if we put in half of a share for Walter into the ship fund? We don't say anything about the rest.
I mean, I don't want to screw. I mean, I don't want to screw Walter. I mean, I do want to screw Walter, but not on money issues.
I thought you already screwed
I'm gonna
Walter,
whip out my a rush pipe and just take a big old rip while these two are arguing about money.
All right, let's let's
minus one to all of
we'll
my
split,
stats.
We'll split it evenly.
I'm calm and drowsy now.
I said we put it in the ship fund for.
We need to put it in the ship fund.
Yeah.
All 5K.
Yeah. For repairs and portal jumps and med kits.
Let's put 4K in the ship fund, and then we can split 250 each.
All right, deal.
Okay.
Wait, 200 each. Forgot about Walter.
Well, Walter is the one that, you know, ran out and alerted the
fine.
The people to come and get you.
Then we'll put 4K in the ship fund. We'll
was it Walter or was it Marcus's crew?
Can we grab Kick out on the way back?
Gabriel, yeah, sorry.
Yeah,
Gabriel didn't quite have time, but when you told Walter... He ran out there and started running down there, and they immediately...
Fuck yeah, he
ran. Well, they saw him running off the ship and know that that's completely different from the
norm. Also, we get some Chinese food.
Are there like street food stands near the spaceport?
No, but you can hire a courier, like a courier.
I want to go noodles.
Spoober Eats.
Yeah.
What was Eli's last name?
Solom.
Is there a place called Algolgulp where they like sell big drinks?
Sure.
Super thirsty. Why not?
Algolgulp, huh? Well,
see you later.
Okay, so you're back on your ship. It is the early morning hours. Jafar has a hole in his lung. You're 5,000 burr richer, oddly enough, because of the bounty. What's the plan? Go to bed? or do you want to make your Metacurgy roll to treat the injury?
I will
injury?
Treat.
1 second.
All right, so...
One second.
Are you going to do that drunk?
am I still drunk?
Down two dice.
Am I still down two? I feel like I'm a little bit it's worn off right now, right? Sort of a little bit. It's been like an hour, right?
You'd still be down dice.
Damn.
You want to just wait till the next morning?
Sure.
Okay. So you have 9 days of recovery time before your punctured lung is healed, and then Rebus can have it. By making a Metacurgy roll. So we'll say you wake up the next... Unless anybody has anything really important to do that night.
Suppose I'll message Gabriel and let him know that we're back on the ship.
Alright, you receive a message shortly thereafter relayed through your little channels. Gabriel saying, "My men have reported what happened. Stay safe on the ship. Lila will be coming to see you tomorrow."
I'll send a hot shirtless pic of me showing my chest wound to him.
Okay.
I am very high on painkillers and a rash, so.
He just sends back a one-word response. Impressive. Not sure if he's talking about the hot shirtless pic or the wound.
The captain's, I live, bitch.
I'm going to show that text to Rebus.
A picture of your, Rebus text back, so show him your axe wound again to guys.
Show him your gash.
All right, so next morning.
Oh.
You broke Stevie.
I break out at least one player a game, I feel like, in every game. It's okay.
All right, so next morning, make your Metacurgy roll. You have a hell of a hangover.
Rebus walks in with like a big cup of Starbucks and like big old sunglasses on. I get +3 because we have a medical bay, right?
How about...
Okay. I rolled three successes.
Three, so that's a critical success. It doesn't really say, or I didn't, at least I couldn't find anything that said what happens with a critical success, so we're going to say that Rebus's excellent care and knowledge of the human anatomy and all of your technological equipment, so your recovery time is going to be reduced to 3 days.
Okay.
It was mostly love. That's how I fixed you so fast. I give you little kisses. Little mama kisses.
So it is the next day. Anybody have anything to do in the morning?
I'm
going to take that information that was on my personal holograph and move it to a separate tag, and I'll chuck that down in the smuggler's stash.
Okay, what information?
All the shit off of the tag.
The logs?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I'm going to put that on an external hard drive and bury that deep underneath my floorboards. I don't know, nothing bad on there.
Along with all the porn. Anybody else? You're just doing your normal routine? Making a cup of coffee? Eating some ramen? Whatever the fuck?
A nice pour over.
Nice pour over. Fancy coffee.
Pray and pour some ointment on my chest, I guess.
Praying in the temple slash... What's our plan area called?
Arboretum.
Arboretum. I almost said aviary.
No. That would be interesting. Just fill a spaceship with birds.
Can we have a bird?
You could. You'd have to go buy one.
How much would a bird cost?
I guess it would depend on the exoticness of the bird. You could get like a little... Spend like 10 burr on a little generic parakeet. Or spend, you know, 10,000 burr on some sort of rare... parrot.
Can we get like a pair of cardinals or something? Songbirds, at least. Something that sounds good.
I was thinking like a cool parrot that would maybe talk.
That'll get old real fast.
More pilots.
Yeah.
Go buy a bird.
Never mind. We don't need a bird.
Go buy a bird.
That was a pipe dream. I don't really need a bird. I don't really want a bird.
You want a bird, Zool? You want a bird, Zool? We can do a bird.
No, I just...
When's your birthday? It's,
I just had a.
I don't know where the faceless is at the calendar. I need to see a wheel of that.
As long as we got to get our song, the calendar song today.
I'm working on it. I actually am working on it.
Bonus points or whatever.
Yeah. Are there 10 months?
I think I'm like two verses in now. I just need to actually write it all down. It's in my head.
While we're still on the planet, I do want to start converting our Gravcraft into a racer.
Okay, so you want to go out and buy some parts to do that? Okay.
I do want to do that before we
leave.
Ooh,
that can come out of the party fund.
Yeah. I want to buy all the stuff here.
Walter's like, wait, what? You're doing what? Ah, okay. Let Rebus have her fun.
You can drive it, Walter.
Right into her.
You can even help build if he wants. Put on some tunes. Some Fleetwood.
I will say for 2,000 burr, you can get a hefty selection of parts, which will enable you over time to spice up your Gravcraft to do special things.
Fuck yeah. Is that ship fund, or do you want me to pay for it?
That's ship fund.
Fuck yes.
2,000 burr. Well, you got that bounty. You might as well blow it on something nice. Something fancy, something fun.
I'll build something nice.
I am going to work on Jinx while listening to techno monk chanting.
All right. The latest trend. At a certain... Sorry?
I'm not going to do anything. I was going to start maybe I'll do some self-improvement.
So you listen to like those tapes? You are a good person.
You could start listening to the audio logs that we found on the tag. Just start like podcasting them.
It sounds boring.
I mean, we got the gist of them.
Okay. I'd like to work on being more commanding.
All right. You stand, it's in typical Sims style, you stand in front of the mirror and just talk to yourself for an hour.
I listen to the local NPR radio.
Okay. More terrorist strikes as people attempt to bring down the great corporations of the consortium here on Algo. Remember, if you see a terrorist, report it to your nearest security station. They're bad people.
Do we have a printer on board?
I imagine you'd have some way to print out hard copies
and such. I'll print out a photo of Rebus walking down the street, like, looking her drunkest, and fashion a frame for it.
Okay.
I do want them mugshots for a scrapbook.
It'll be like her with like a drink and like one eye in it.
With claws out.
Mm, also the body shot. We definitely took a picture of that.
Or us like posing over what's his name, like
it's just like a
over his dead body. Yeah. Fucking blood everywhere.
It's like a montage of everyone collectively drunk and then Rebus getting like blackout and then like eventually it's like a corpse.
There's like a photo of you like leaning over me, like leaning up with a punctured lung, just like
it's like a fucking hangover. There's a tiger in our ship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyway. At a certain point in the day, just before noon ish.
Just about Lila, half past 10. Sorry.
Lila arrives. You hear Walter communicating through the ship. Oh, there's some woman out here. That's that woman that came in to look at our box. Should I let her in?
You can let her in to look, take a look at our box again.
She's here to look at the box again? I think she got an eyeful of the box last time.
Well, just in case. You know, you never know if you've got enough box.
Somebody want to go and open that box for her?
I'll go down and open the box for her.
All right.
Do you know the code?
No, but I'll sweet talk it.
All right. The ramp lowers. Lila walks aboard your ship. Who is going to meet her?
I'll go meet her.
I'll go too. All
right. She walks in. Bright purple hair over large glasses. And kind of smiles at you in a condescending way.
My heart flutters nonetheless.
Uh-oh.
Zolexa Chase.
This is going bad. This is going to go real bad real fast. She says to you all, or to the two of you, I understand there was a bit of an altercation the other night. The logs that we looked at from the security footage suggest that this was because of someone else who has taken an interest in our cargo. And Gabriel wants to know whether there are more strangers we should expect knocking on the door looking for the cargo as it makes its way to its new owner. How likely are you to be killed along the route?
Well, the individual we encountered last night works for the person that initially hired us to retrieve the box and subsequently betrayed us. Who that individual tells, I don't know. I mean, I really don't know who all knows about the box at this point. My assumption is it was just the parties that we mentioned.
I put our odds at 4-1.
Well, that's nice. I like to have much better odds than that.
Yeah, I'd give it up 5-1. If you want to take a life insurance policy out on us, then...
That's not exactly the way we do things, although losing an 800,000 bird debt would be quite devastating to my boss's reputation amongst the syndicate. In either case, please try not to make random enemies. We are getting the information for you. It will be here tonight. You will leave as soon as you get the information. Until then, please stay inside your ship and try not to get into any more trouble. Your ship's presence has been scrubbed from the dock manifest until it's time for you to leave. Also, the information that was captured within the local security databases has been, shall we say, lost. We like to cover our tracks, make sure that you're going to get where you're going to go. Your destination will be the Yanu system. To the moon, journey's end. To the bazaar at the end of the world. It's quite a journey. But you'll have 30 days to get there. The information about the contact and where to meet them will be given to you again tonight before you leave. We still need to loop some communications with him to ensure that he's going to have the money moved as soon as possible. He will also be the one handing off the other 50,000 burr to you.
What was the name of that place again?
The Yanu system. E-A-N-U. The moon is called Journey's End. And the location, which is a city, not a city, is called the Bazaar at the End of the World. It's basically, you've probably been there. Most of you have probably, well, maybe not Rebus, but the rest of you who have done any degree of traveling have probably been to the bazaar at the end of the world. It's sort of a, it's the last, or the Eanu system itself is the last system that you can get to through a portal. There's no portals leading out of it except back the way you came. So the bazaar at the end of the world is kind of a place where people go to sell things that you normally wouldn't want to sell in the public eye. You know, you don't want to attract attention. It's also a good place to unload stuff without getting, say, taxed heavily by the consortium and so forth and so on. It's got a lot of different stuff there, and usually the prices are fair. The person who runs the bazaar at the end of the world, I might call him a governor of sorts, ensures that all common goods remain at common prices, so people don't jack things up just because you're out in shit, you know, the shit end of the universe or the third horizon. However, other things like, you know, rare weapons or spaceship parts and stuff like that often get jacked up. Those particular things, because if you're stuck there and you need a part for your ship, they're going to make sure you pay for it. But, you know, food and all this sort of more common stuff is always going to be at a pretty much standard rate that you'll find in most of the Third Horizon. So it's a fair place for the most part. It's also a very lawless journey getting there. The bazaar itself has a pretty stable sense of security and law. But the in-between from here to there is basically a hot zone for Corsairs. You know that because you've been traveling this region for a long time, the Algol route, particularly Zul.
How many jumps is it?
It is going to be 4 jumps. I can give you a layout. Let's finish the conversation with Lila, and then I'll give you tell you the layout.
Sorry, I was just curious about the distance.
She basically tells you where you're going and says, I will be back with a tag carrying the information for the contact. Absolutely 100% do not lose that, as you seem to have lost other things that are a little bit leading. And she turns on one heel.
Wait, one second. Could you keep an eye on a detective named Eli Solemn?
Eli Solemn?
Yes.
We'll look into him.
All right.
Is there a reason?
Well, there might be perhaps an interesting item that popped out of one of my associates' pockets.
Yes, I saw the footage from the security station.
And that's the agent that you're looking for.
Well, we'll make sure that we retrieve that tag as soon as possible.
I'd like to, before she leaves, I'd like to pluck one lone purple flower from the Irium, and I'll present it to her.
Oh, she's gonna hate that.
I know.
That's one flower.
Oh yeah, and I'll this is for you, Lila.
Until lilac.
Until we meet again, and then like.
All right, she takes it from you, kind of smiles, like almost a strained smile, then turns and leaves.
As she does that smile, I'll look at I'll look at Jun, and I'll wink, and I'll say, she's going to hate that.
As she leaves and the cargo ramp starts pulling up, you see her toss the flower to the side.
Cool.
Just before that, though, I give an audible high five to Zul.
Okay. So, your general journey here, I've done a layout. So, you're supposed to meet your contact in 30 days. I don't know if I said that already, or if I was going to say that. To get from Algol back to the system portal, 1.5 days. Switching portals in Zamusa, 1 day. At that point, after 2 jumps, you are going to want to stop off at Askal in the Zamusa system for maintenance, just to make sure your ship doesn't break. So that'll take a day and a half to get to the planet, about a day to do maintenance, and another day and a half to get back. And then go through the portal to Erikyu, and then you got to switch portals again to go to Eanu, and then takes 1 day, and then once you get out of the portal in the Eanu system, it is a 4-day journey to Journey's End. So I believe that adds up to, if I did my math right, I think that adds up to 12 days. So you have 18 sort of spare days to make sure that you get where you're going, but you're not to arrive earlier than that, because they don't want anybody to find out. People at the bazaar at the end of the world are very curious about what other people are carrying, so they want to make sure you kind of show up, land, and meet your contact kind of in the same, like, 6-hour block. So you are to basically waste time, float in space, stop and do something, but just don't make a nuisance of yourself. Don't draw attention to yourself in the meanwhile. Or you can also spend days waiting and negotiating your way through the portals to get better deals.
God, no.
Well, that'll all be handled just with dice rolls, not with like an hour of role playing.
So there's only one moon in this system that has anything on it.
In the entire Yano system?
Yeah.
I am not sure. I know I think there's like mining colonies on the planet or something like that, but there's not a lot in that system in general. I do believe there is a portal builder artifact there, like a artifact site. Like a temple or some shit. Ooh. Caves or something. I can't remember.
Play Tomb Raider?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
are there any racetracks along the way?
Oh, for Gravcraft Racing? I'm sure on Akal you can find something.
Mm-hmm.
Akal's a pretty nice place. It's a jungle planet. It's very, very similar to Kua, which is sort of the capital of the consortium, that's where the Zenithian hegemony makes their base. It's what the planet that Coriolis orbits. So it's a nice, kind of lush place with one major metropolitan area and several outposts, but there's the people who rule Akal have a very strict, like, basically no resource extraction from the planet, so it's pristine. There's no smog coating the air, they're not drilling holes in it, any of that, because they are literally right next to, I don't remember if it's another planet or the moon, that is completely resource rich. So they do all of their mining off-world and then ship it in there.
Vacay.
And then, huh?
Vacay.
So yeah, it's a real nice place. It's still out on the edge, so it's a little rough and tumble as far as the, you know,
maybe we could find some strange plants to put in the arboretum.
Or a bird?
Yeah, it's a great place for rare and exotic plants.
Yeah.
Get a bird there.
You know, catch a bird.
Go get a bird.
I'm going to spend a whole day catching a bird.
Maybe.
I'll do it.
Oh, yeah.
You go take your grab craft for a spin.
For a bird hunt.
Caught in a bog.
I'll modify Jinx to, like, look like have a bird shell, and, like, we'll, like, make it, like, make a weird cry to, like,
attract
the other bird, and we'll trap it. How's that sound?
Ooh.
We'll get you a bird. I'll get you a fucking bird.
I want one of those sweet parrots, like in South America, that look all weird, that there's not very many of them. They're like super endangered. You know what I'm talking about? There's like 50 of them in the world.
I mean, parrots do look weird.
No.
They all look weird.
Hold on, this one's like super endangered.
So, does anybody have anything they want to do before y'all take off?
How much food do we have on our ships in terms of the supply that we just picked up?
Oh, you're good to go. Every time you do a maintenance on the ship, remember it restocks your food supply. That's all included.
Well, so, how long is the rations on our ship last?
I think it's generally like a month. Like if you get stranded or something, I think you have about a month.
I suppose we might have some sort of food rations growing as well, right?
Yeah, you probably have something in the arboretum that helps.
I just want to make sure like we're set in case we have to chill somewhere.
Yeah, you got some fresh cherry tomatoes. Beets.
No, just noodles.
You can't grow noodles.
I can grow grain to make noodles.
Your arboretum's just a bunch of grain.
It's just a rice patty.
Wow, this is
a whole rice patty on the ship. It's just like a marsh.
Everything else dies.
You can hang like a big plastic cow from the ceiling.
Mm.
All right, so you are finally told the details of where you are going. And then you are given a tag with the contact information. You are meeting at the bazaar a man named Titus. I will have this. You can write it down. I will have this available for you later. He can be found in Biodome number 12, section L17.
That name one more time?
Titus.
Okay.
Once you get to section L17, you're to go to a shop called The Liaison, which sells data pads and tags and other sort of, basically, your Coriolis version of like a computer store. And the person at the shop, you will talk to them and they will be able to take you to Titus. And a quick... Hmm?
Is there a code word?
There is no code word.
Damn.
And a quick thing about...
It's Titus.
Where's Titus? Yeah. Quick thing about Journey's End. There are no landing platforms large enough to house your ship near the biodomes. So you're going to need to park in basically an exterior landing platform. There's no atmosphere, hence the biodomes. So you'll need to get your enviro suits and kind of walk or hire a private transport, which, you know, costs money, of course. Or you can, if you have, you know, you can use your grab craft, whatever, but it's no atmosphere. So you have to drive from one of these more remote locations. So make time for that. You are warned that the exterior landing zones can be a bit unscrupulous. So Lila suggests that you give a solid bribe with the local security forces to ensure that your ship remains unmolested until the car goes off. After that, she doesn't give a shit.
How much is a solid bribe?
20 per.
Maybe you could suss out how much.
Yeah, you'll probably have to figure it out once you get there. Bribes are bribes anywhere. But obviously it depends on who you're bribing and probably how much they get paid. So a grand would probably work.
So it's a big bribe.
It's like a crest 20.
I got you a shiny nickel.
Now the other thing you are given from Lila the second time she shows up is a tag with 50,000 burr on it.
Let's just fucking dump this dumbass suit off on the planet and go the other direction.
See ya.
I close the window.
She also warns you that any loss of cargo will result in extreme displeasure from Gavriel and the Syndicate, and all forwarded funds, such as the 50,000 that you are given, will be added to your total debt with interest.
Put the suit on, Stevie.
What's the percent interest on that?
It'll be determined on how much you piss people off.
God damn it.
And, you know, what excuses you have. Assuming the Syndicate lets you survive.
Look at me. We're the Syndicate now.
So, with all this information and a big pile of cash, you launch from Algol and head out to the portal stations. You arrive. We're going to do this real quick and dirty. You arrive, and I will roll for a number of ships that are there. So you can pay your 5,000 divided amongst people.
All right. So many ships are waiting.
Oh my god, that's a lot of dice.
There's only one ship waiting there, so it'll cost you 2,500 if you want to split it with that person. He does not seem too intent on doing that. So you can wait an extra day and hope more ships arrive.
What's his name?
Nobody knows.
I'm just kidding.
He's Mysterious Bob.
Can I give Mysterious Bob an HJ so he'll let us go now?
So do you wait, or do you pay the bulk of the portal fee?
How much is Bob willing to cover?
I don't know. Why don't you make a command check or a manipulation check to see what you can talk him into?
This is where a space courtesan would come in handy.
Bob, it would be really cool if you could cover more than half of that. What do you know? Two successes.
Right. Bob is willing to cover 800.
Let's wait 2 days.
2 days.
Does there a plus one to that roll for the HJ?
I'd be a plus three in my book.
Just do two rolls for 2 days, Jason?
Ooh, I'm going to do one roll for the next day, and then we can see from there.
Okay.
Plus four if it's enthusiastic.
Well, three more ships showed up the next day.
Cool.
Which means it'd be 1,000 each.
Can I scan to make sure none of those ships are hostile? Just kidding. Let's go.
Can we convince everyone to go for 1,000?
Yeah, I'd say yeah.
Done.
You get into your cryo beds, take a little nap, Walter plots the course, and boom, you're in the Zamusis system.
Is there any notable planets here?
I don't remember. Okay. But you're not stepping off, so it doesn't matter.
I thought we had to wait. Why are we waiting in the dangerous system?
Well, the areas around the portals are barely okay. It's just if you start moving around, that's when people start popping out of the woodwork.
Okay.
I believe Zamusa has a big-ass asteroid belt, too, that people like to hide in. So it takes 1 day to switch portals. So you head from the Algol / Zamusa portal to the Zamusa / Narmada portal.
Are any of the ships with us familiar?
No.
Okay.
Just, look like mostly just cargo freighters, like moving shit around. Just kind of waiting.
So the one that we came into originally with is not with us anymore?
No.
Okay.
So, wait, how many days was I reduced to?
Three.
Three?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you are actually healed now.
My lung is fine.
You can breathe again.
You're welcome. Mama kisses.
I smoke a big old bowl of a rice.
Oh, hello. I rolled a lot of successes. You, when you're coming in around to arrive at the portal to Narmada, notice that there are two, I forget which class they are, but the class bigger than you, bulk freighters waiting there, which basically means you only have to pay 100 burr in order to hit to Let's piggyback with them.
Go! Because
they have full priority. So you luckily you managed to get there just as they're finishing up their preparations for flight. Walter types in, you know, the stuff real quick. You jump in and then you move out.
Hand jobs nice. All round.
Kind of
it's got a weird snowball.
Crew dynamic. Walter complains.
I would really like to wake up one of these days without one of you giving me a hand job.
Good luck.
All right, so you've been through two portal jumps. And Rebus, you know that you should probably take some time and do some maintenance. And, you know, a call is a nice planet. So why not? Go get some jungly goodness. Go swim in a creek and get leeches all over you. So it takes you a day and a half to travel to the planet of Akal from the portal. And you arrive and there's one main metropolitan area. It's called Shimaru. And Akal is a very interesting, or Shimaru is a very interesting city in that it's basically a planet-side spaceport that extends through this massive pillar past the atmosphere to an outer atmosphere spaceport. So if you're doing small ships, you go and you can park at the bottom. But any of the larger ships have to park at the upper ring. And the upper ring is this like giant disc. The center area of area, obviously a habitable dome, can house thousands and thousands of people. The exterior around this habitable dome is this maze of catwalks and platforms. They people just basically parking spots for ships that hold freighters and so forth. And then when you want to move cargo down, you have to rent or have your own smaller cargo shuttles to move your goods down because they can't park them. They don't have any basically room to do it that wasn't equipped for the lower levels. And then if you don't want to take a shuttle down, there's a massive elevator system that runs down the center of this pole all the way down to the surface where you can then visit the city. So it creates a very interesting visual effect as you fly in, seeing the planet and then seeing it sticking out of the planet's atmosphere, this big upper part of, you know, what normally might be an orbiting space station.
How phallic is it?
It's space needle phallic.
Okay.
So phallic, but then like you wouldn't want to deal with that mm-hmm. really wide part at the end.
Skinny penis.
So the smaller ships have to go down to the surface.
And the smaller ships have the freedom to go down to the surface because they're equipped to handle the smaller ships. They're basically parking spots big enough for those ships. Ships of your size and bigger have to park on the upper ring. And then take shuttles down or take the elevator down. So, and if you're moving cargo, you have to use cargo shuttles to get your shit down.
We're in the upper.
Yes.
Okay, only. I misunderstood that. Okay.
So you get hit for docking fees. 200 burr for standard docking. 70 burr for high security docking. 250 burr for VIP docking.
Let's do 250.
Let's
get that VIP treatment.
Yep.
You have private security watching your ship. And if anybody comes looking through the logs, they won't see you there. All right. So you make your first VIP docking. That's per day. Remember that. So the rest of the planet of Akal is wet and filled with an overflowing abundance of jungles. You have the one large city that's this spaceport is sort of the central feature of. Outposts are scattered across the surface of the planet. Mining is forbidden. Resource extraction on an industrial scale is forbidden. So the planet's just nice and pristine. But there is a steady stream of freight haulers that come from the, I believe it's the moon. So basically back and forth to Akal to, Akal to process and kind of load these things and like get them shipped off to the people who are buying them. So you dock on your platform, your nice VIP platform. There's even like a little area when you leave the ship where they have like a little room that leads into the elevator / shuttle areas where you can rent a shuttle where they have like coffee there and like, you know, bagels and stuff.
Ooh, totally.
Yeah. VIP treatment. It's nice.
Load up on some coffee and bagels. Yeah.
Rebus puts two bagels in her pocket.
However, before you get off the ship, Jafar, you notice something strange happening with the computers. They start, the screens start changing, and you see selections being made as if someone is trying to remotely control your ship. It looks like somebody's trying to hack into your ship.
I'm going to perform a data gen roll.
All right, make your data gen roll. Ooh, dice everywhere.
I'm re-rolling my key skill. I'm never not going to re-roll my key skill. All right, skill.
Another darkness point. I'm almost back to 15.
Plus 2.
No, I am at 15. Did you fail again?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Jafar's having a bad day. Didn't, maybe smoked a little too much Arash. So you watch as you're sitting there punching away. You let everybody else know what's happening?
Yeah.
Can I attempt a data general?
No, you cannot. Okay. So Jafar is working hard to sort of stop this person. And then your ship locks up. And then a view screen pops up. And you see a man that actually all of you have met because you're in the Narmada system. This is where you found the armor. But you have come through the Narmada system several times, and this man is actually giving you many, many jobs. He also happens to be an expert hacker. And as his face flashes up on your view screen, he just smiles and starts laughing. This is Denayal Soruk. He's a man, dark-skinned, in his late 50s. He wears a bright, let's see, he has mostly gray hair, sort of dark patches remaining from his younger years, dark brown eyes. He wears a bright blue turban and blue robes that match them. One of his defining features and a symbol that shows that he is a member of Alam's Temple, a faction of pleasure seekers and who believe that the best way to gain an understanding of the icons is through pleasure and sensory experience. So drugs, sex, rock and roll, whatever.
K-pop.
K-pop.
Cheez-Its.
He wears two large golden hoop earrings that hang really low, stretching his lobes. Each one is kind of like a charm bracelet. Has little baubles on it that are hanging from it. And you know, those of you who have interacted with, I'd say probably at least one of you has interacted with somebody from Alam's Temple or knows a little bit about it. These golden hoops and the little baubles are sort of signals to other members of the temple of what your pleasures are. Usually people have like, you know, a few dozen. This guy's ears are loaded with them.
It's like the hanky code.
Hanky code? I'm not familiar with the hanky code.
Where you like have like different colored handkerchiefs. That you are
stick
like,
them out of your back pocket, and it's this quiet way of, like, back in the day of gay people signaling to each other without having to say anything.
And, like, which side indicates, like, if you like to top or to bottom.
Oh, I haven't heard that. I did hear about the swingers cup color code?
Mm-mm.
There's swinger parties, and depending on the color of the cup, it's, like, down to fuck anyone, you know, group. Whatever. Mm. So, like, each one's supposed to be. Or
is
like
there a cup
just
that
watching.
Says, I'm here for the food?
Yeah, there's basically.
I heard there's a buffet.
Pretty nice spread. Orgy.
So, this individual, Denayal Soruk, has just a lot of these little baubles. And you've known from the time you've dealt with him. It pretty much shows in his attitude that he is a extremely devoted pleasure seeker.
Something for Rebus.
Yeah.
Woo!
Oh, he can introduce you to a few things. Zul, you have been dealing with this guy since way back when you were working under Josiah, when he was still captain of the ship. He has always been very reliable. Well, mostly reliable. He finds jobs as a hacker and information gatherer. He finds little things that are happening. And whoever happens to be in the system at the time, he sends out a little message and says, hey, I may have something for you. He asks for a percentage, like finder's fee sort of a thing. If it doesn't pan out, he doesn't ask for any money. For the most part, his information is reliable. Sometimes it's a little bit off. But
I don't like
he
him.
Has always been... Your former captain worked with him a lot because...
Because they were lovers.
No, because he's very trustworthy. He has a very, very strong sense of honor. And he's not... Well, here, I have a little quote from Josiah Minos concerning Deniol. It says, his mind may be a bit scattered, but it's sharp. His heart is honorable, and he has a purpose for his wealth other than just using it to gather more wealth. And that's why your former captain trusted him. Even if he didn't always trust his information was the best. So he smiles at you. His teeth are stained yellow from something he's been smoking, no doubt. He also has dark patches on his skin that are likely the results of overuse of several of his favorite drugs. And he looks down at you. Well, I see you have a hacker on board, but he has not done such a good job. I managed to get right into your system. Josiah would have never let me do that.
Well, Josiah lets you into something else. So, what can we do for you, Daniel?
I do not know what you are implying. We were merely friends.
That's not what I heard.
Mm-hmm. I hear people hear different things. He presses, you can see him kind of lean over and press a few buttons, and control of your ship is given back to you.
What can we do for you?
Well, I was hoping to find someone who might do a job for me. I found some information. Slavers have come through, apparently just having sold their crop, as they like to call them, loaded up with all of the wonderful things that they purchased with their monies. I was hoping maybe someone might be able to co-liberate them of their ill-gotten gains and, you know, bring me 20%, of course.
Side quest.
Yeah, Sure. I think we'd be amenable. I'm going to look around the... We're all at the bridge, right? Everyone's here?
Well, Walter is. And so's Rhonda.
What about... Yeah, everyone's at the bridge. I'll look around. Everyone into a little bit of side money?
Might not be able to tell from my accent, but I am not too down on the whole slavery business, so I say let's go get them. Screw it.
Donnie, y'all, you give us the information. We'll track them down.
Ah, well, then we are in agreement. Well, I discovered who they were when they arrived here about 2 days ago. I managed to hack into their system and leave a little tracking meme there. And they left just about 10 hours ago. How convenient that you are here at this time. They're on their way to the Jormungand system. Something I forgot to mention, that this particular system, the Armada, is a trinary.
Three sons.
So the Jormungand system, I am probably not pronouncing that at all right, is a different star of this system.
But not a portal jump.
No.
Okay.
It is, for practical sake, a 5-day journey to get to that system. So 5 days there, 5 days back.
10 days.
We're already on day four, right?
I believe so. I don't know. You keeping track? Am I keeping track?
I don't know.
You are going real fast.
You are 5 days.
5 days?
Okay. We had 18 free days, so even if we
do that, that's 10 days. We still have 8 free days left.
It takes 4 once we get from the last portal jump to get
No, it's to the planet. 12 total days of travel to get to the planet is what I was understanding.
Yeah, 13 days.
Yeah, if you went straight away and didn't stop to negotiate for better prices, it takes, I believe, the totality of all the days was 12.
But we need to arrive there precisely on time.
Yeah.
So I'd just say not we really. Should stretch out how long we are, so yeah, I'm okay with that.
Well, you can always just, you know, drive the ship a little bit slower once you actually make it to that system, if you're there like a day or two early. Just so you don't get called out.
Yeah, driving slowly through the pirate system.
Well, that might, yeah. You can hang out near the portal and let the portal station protect you.
I think we can spare 10 days out of our 18 spare days.
Let's go kill some slavers.
Daniel, as you've always said, all your base are belong to us.
Have I said that?
Once or twice.
Oh, I was probably very high. Well, good for you. This ship is much slower. I know the Mahdi is a little bit quicker than these these clunky cargo freighters that these slavers like to drive around in. However, they are, from all calculations and common sense, are going to be going to the moon of Libelon in the Jorgamund system. And if they get there, the warlords who live along will protect them. So it is best to catch up to them and, you know, get the jump on them.
So they left 10 days ago?
They left 10 hours ago. If they left 10 days ago, they would already be there.
I was just a little confused.
The name of the ship you're looking for is the Primal Star. They are slavers, so knew not to let the ship's unseemly appearance fool you. They will have weapons. Now, you know me. I am not one who would support the killing and massacre of people. I would also advise against it because the local warlords might put a price on your heads in retaliation, depending on how much favor that this particular slaver crew had gathered with the local warlords. However, if you do have to kill them, it would probably be best to make sure there are no survivors, so the tale would be told. It would also probably be best to make sure that their ship had an engine problem and exploded, so that it looks like an accident. Just a friendly suggestion. Again, I'm not for killing. This is not my thing. But, you know, they are slavers after all. They steal people's lives. It only seems karmic.
I don't see any problem with that.
Nope, me either.
The judge worshipper in me is like, oh, hell yeah. Walter Florett.
I get to execute.
No survivors?
Again, I do not know how much, but from what my understanding is, they brought quite a few people and removed those people very recently, so... they should have a healthy sum. They did, however, just resupply, so that sum of money may have been converted to food and drugs and booze. So you may find your prizes mixed. You're not just going to fight a giant pie of burr, but you know this. We have dealt before.
Well, Daniel, you know, we'll be happy to bring you back 20% of whatever we find.
Oh, this is most pleasing to me. I suggest you get started immediately, or they might outrun you. First let me... And he reaches over and you hear him pressing some buttons, and then you one of the consoles on the ship lights up as information comes in, basically giving you access to the tracking meme that he planted on the ship. So you'll be able to detect them from further out without using your sensors.
Hmm.
At least get a bead on where they are and kind of which their trajectory is and all that good stuff. Yes, Stevie?
Walter Florett.
Oh.
Sensors.
Well, we gotta lift off. I can't just floor it.
Did we already pay our docking fees?
Yes, you did.
Is our ship already fixed, or is it still being fixed?
No, it takes a day.
All right, well, I'm loading up on all the coffee and bagels I can grab. Since you described it, and we never got to take a step off the ship.
You run down real quick.
Point?
250 to the VIP room. Worth of coffee
I mean,
and bagels.
We paid $250, and like... Do we get the parts delivered to our ship?
Because
I assume that we were paying for servicing
fees and shit. If you
want to
wait around for another, like, if you want to wait around for like an hour, because there is a service station on the part of the spaceport you're at. If you want to wait for an hour, they can load up all the parts, and then you can do some of the maintenance like later. You don't want to do it while you're like cruising through space or stuff. Some of the interior stuff possibly.
Could we store a backup of all the parts that could possibly get broken while we're traveling?
It's kind of assumed that you do.
Mm. Okay.
Because Rebus can make rolls to fix the ship when something gets seriously damaged.
Oh.
But when you're doing like, you know, the maintenance of the ship that kind of keep it together, you have to go out on the outside and do some stuff.
Got it.
And also you have to shut the engines down for a while to maybe fix that part of the thing. You know, so you can't just do it while you're cruising from point to point. You could do some of it, say, like, at a portal station if you had some time.
Got it.
But again, you generally need to have a dry dock to get it.
Well, do we need to
done.
Do maintenance anyway? Because we're coming back here before we jump through another portal, right?
No, I don't think we need maintenance yet.
So,
do you want to make a technology roll?
Sure.
See if there's anything immediately screwy with your ship.
Is there something immediately
screwy? Can I do a technology roll?
No.
Because this is our second post-second jump, and that's when you said that.
Yeah, about every two jumps is when I'm going to start making rolls to see if things start to stress out and break.
Mm-hmm.
So is it possible I just roll poorly and then you guys keep going forever? But...
I got a 3.
Critical. All right. You reckon that the ship will definitely hold together, possibly even through another portal jump. This is Akal is going to be the best city to do the repairs at, simply because they have a lot more than when you go into the Ericu system, which is next. It's also safer. But other than that, like going out and just drifting out, you should be fine. And obviously, if you take shots from the ship that you're attacking, you're not going to be as fine. But the ship itself is not going to break at any like immediate point in the future.
Do you just want to go now? Just want to head out now, or do you want to stay and fix the ship for a day? Say they're only 10 hours ahead of us. We should just go now.
Let's go now.
Yeah, I already bought the parts, though. I already ordered them.
Okay, so you can go ahead and mark off the 1,700 for your ship parts. Somebody?
I did.
You did.
Oh, you already marked off? Are you the party fund accountant? Ledgerman? Ledgerman?
Ledger Domain.
I was keeping track, yeah.
Okay, so you reluctantly say goodbye to the VIP bagels and coffee lounge and the 250 burr, but, you know, a job's a job.
We got at least 50 burr worth of coffee and bagels out of there, though.
The person who's in there refilling them is just watching, and you just load a sack with bagels and cream cheese.
Exactly.
The guy who's doing the coffee is like, I'm just going to grab the beans from you.
We'll grind these up later. So you take off. Like, just a couple hours after you arrived, take off from the Akal spaceport and out into the darkness of space, off on a hunt for a group of slavers riding on a ship called the Primal Star. And that's where we're going to end it for this session.
So, we either gotta not kill them or kill all of them.
That is completely up to you. I will warn you that executing a helpless person gives you darkness points.
What does helpless mean?
Unable to defend themselves.
Slavers are unable to defend themselves?
No, I'm saying if you like tied them up and then executed them later, that would be darkness points. If they die in a firefight, that's nothing.
Even if they hold on to themselves the sin of slavery.
It invites the darkness in.
What if we lock them in an airlock full of air? And then maybe sabotage their reactor. Then it's really not our doing. It's just the reactor going up. And
it's the ship that killed them.
Yeah. Really? What if we put them in an airlock and like took a bunch of darts and threw it at the button blindfolded? then it's just random fate.
That's judgment right there.
What if we recruited them as our slaves?
Oh. What if we got one of them and we had him on the outside by the button and we told him that we would kill him if he didn't send his friends out of the airlock?
I love it how Rebus's response is, I don't like slaves that much, but what if we made them slaves?
That's just, you know, they were slavers. Now they're going to be slaves. Like, that's karma.
Well, I'll let you all decide what you're going to do because... old Jafar over here with his meme attacks can do some pretty nasty shit.
Yeah,
to
I was also sitting here very quietly because I'm very sullen at this little bastard.
Wait, could you just vent their atmo?
Oh, you're pissed that he hacked
into
the ship.
I'm so mad about it.
Yeah. He's probably done it before. Not when you were there, but he just does it to be a smartass.
I know. I'm not happy about it.
Could Jordy just like hack their ship and like turn their like life support off?
No, I can turn off. I can't turn off engines. They're cockpit, I can't turn that off, and I don't think I can turn off their gravity.
Yeah.
But any other modules, I can, like, shut them off.
Yeah, depending on what you can do, I believe. I'm actually not completely sure if this was legit, but in one of the Coriolis campaign that I watched, the data gen actually vented the ship.
That seems fair.
But it was a fighter craft, so I don't know if there are different rules depending on what it is or whatever.
Huh.
Vented it?
Yeah, he just removed all the oxygen and sucked the guy out into space. I don't see how this is. Like, it felt a little OP when they were doing it, so I'm going to look up the rules.
No, because I looked at them very specifically, but it was like you couldn't target, like, the specific critical systems, but you could, like, knock out specific, like, modules. Like, their weapons could go off, or their shield generator, if they have one. Like, weird shit like that.
Well, I will look it up in the meantime.
This has been your Game Master, Jason.
That's not right. That's me. You're Stevie. Did you take a blow to the head during that fight? Once again, Jafar, the only person to get wounded.
Whatever.
Jafar, the meat, you got to get pick up the tough talent, so you have two extra hit points.
Just like Teddy.
Who does have the most? We should have all the same
hit points.
I got six. What do you have, like nine?
I have six. Seven.
Anyway, it has been wonderful playing again, and if you want to social media us, we have the Twitter, we have the Buy Me a Coffee to pay for names for personal people, places, things, and we have the Instagram again, which never gets updated, but hopefully soon, and you can find us all there. So just do a search for Rome again, you'll find all the weird stuff that's sitting out there half finished.
Oh, like our website.
Come find us.
And I have been Jason. I have been the Game Master.
I have been Jordy playing Jafar Tele. What a tantalizing Tele.
Stevie as Jun Collage.
Ali as Zul.
And Sam as Rebus.
Well, good night and goodbye.
Bye. Bye.
That slap, though.
Tis the fourth of the fourth month of the 22nd year.
I just stated it by the
of the new millennium.
Of our Lord.
So 15 darkness points, guys.
What?
15. Yeah, I spent some and you just kept giving them back to me. And Ali kept making people shit their pants and do other stupid shit.
That was the best usage of my powers I think I've ever had.
My last notes, by the way, are Salazar Supreme shat himself. Plus 300.
Speaking of plants, why do they have to, like, squirt all their, like, sex juice into the air? Like, I get it. They can't get up and just move and have sex, right? They have to figure out some way to, like, reproduce. And the best way is to use the wind. But, man, my sinuses.
Breathe this in, suckers.
Just coming on, everyone.
Thinking about all the cum that are on bees right now.
Bees are
Well, I guess not quite yet.
Bees are little cum.
Would that be bee cocky?
Mm-hmm. That was good. That was real good.
You're saying bees are little cum sluts?
Apparently.
Do you guys know that bats perform fellatio on each other? Other bat fact.
Candy 69. If there are any bat scientists out there, let us know. If Bat 69.
Rebus, you're working on the engine and something falls on you. You're pinned and no one knows you're there.
Oh god, I got warped.
Alexander, I'm going to kill myself.
Zul.
Fuck yeah,
the faceless one is mad at you for constantly abusing him and he causes you to shit yourself in the middle of a fancy party.
I've got a still suit. It gets filtered into my water supply.
Yeah,
oh no!
Excuse
hey,
me.
Hey, mate. Cut that out.
Oi. Oi, little god. Bon Peppa Pig.
I love the queen.
Fuck off.
Glad.
Glad.
Like butter.
Go to your cousin Vinny's.
What the hell?
I want a glass of water.
But now I pour my Dr. Pepper into my ice cold glass. 3 ice cubes.
Are we doing an ad right now?
Do you have low T? Talk to your doctor today.
I took a test and I found out I had low testosterone and now my hair's growing back and...
Wait. It makes your hair come back?
I don't know.
It does everything. You want a sports car? Testosterone. You want your stonks to go up? Testosterone.
NordVPN. Become a digital pirate. NordVPN.
Rebus is scared.